Our lesson this morning from the Acts of the Apostles is about the missionary journeys of Paul. He's on his second missionary journey. And I'd like to read to you the two verses that lead up to the reading that we had this morning. It says, Paul and Silas went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. Well, this is the second of Paul's missionary journeys, and he's lost. He's not sure where to go. Should he go into Asia? No. The Holy Spirit has forbidden him to speak the word in Asia. Should he go to Bithynia? No. The Spirit of Jesus doesn't allow him. And apart from the strange names, it makes me wonder, how did he know the Holy Spirit had forbidden him to speak the word? And how did he know that the Spirit of Jesus did not allow him? Somehow, he must have discerned from God that those were not areas that he was supposed to go into. I don't know if God spoke. There's a voice in his head that said, don't go there. Or if, you know, it just wasn't working out. You know how sometimes plans just don't work out. You just can't get there. So somehow Paul knew that he wasn't supposed to go to those areas. He's in Turkey. These are all names for parts of what we know today as Turkey. And it's a familiar country to him. His first missionary journey was in Turkey, and he got to know people in several of the towns. He established churches. He sort of understands the culture in this area. It's sort of a religious area. There are Jewish synagogues in the towns, and they're sort of familiar with his language. And so it's comfortable for him. And so he figures, well, I'll just go through the rest of Turkey doing what I've done before. But he's blocked. He's blocked from going into northern Turkey, which is Asia and Bithynia. So he and his companions go down to Troas, which is a seaport on the Aegean Sea, and it looks right across at the at Greece, which is right across the sea there. And it's one of the major routes to get from Turkey into Greece. And this is where we pick up today's reading. It says that one night Paul has a vision. And in the vision there's a man from Macedonia, which is Greece. And the man is standing there pleading with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. So Paul realizes that this is where he's supposed to go. And immediately they take a boat and they go to Samothrace in Greece. And from there they travel to Philippi, which is up the river. And that's where they go, to Philippi. Well, by crossing into Greece, they're crossing into a new culture, into a new country, completely different kind of place. Philippi, it says, is a leading city and a Roman colony. It's very significant because a Roman colony was established by the Roman Empire as a strategic city. Usually it was located in a crossroads where there were Roman roads coming together. There was usually a Roman garrison there to protect it and keep the order. And so a lot of people would come there and live there, and there was a lot of trade. It's a prosperous city. And there was usually artisans attracted and poets, and there was theater, there were philosophers. So it was a fairly sophisticated place. And not only was it a strategic city for the Romans, but it would be a very strategic city if you were trying to spread the word of God and build a church. Perfect place for a new church. It's a new frontier for Christianity to move out into an entirely new culture, into an entirely new part of the world. But it was a big step for Paul. You can see he's sort of reluctant to go to Greece because it was sophisticated. It was a challenge for him. He was going to have to step up to another level. He would have stayed in Turkey, except he was blocked by the Holy Spirit. Marianne Williamson says, "Your playing small does not serve the world." So, Paul is being forced to step up and try something that he hasn't tried before. And in doing so, he's going to expand the scope of the Christian message. Well, God's time is not always our time. And God's plans are not always the same as our plans. Paul wanted to stay in Turkey, but he was blocked. And he had to be patient, and he had to wait, he had to listen to God. He had to be perceptive about the next step. And finally it came, and that was to go to Greece. When the time is right, the doors will open. Happens for us too. Sometimes I wonder why I waited until I was 39 years old before I went to seminary. But looking back on it, I realized that I really wasn't ready to go to seminary until I was 39 years old. So maybe it was a good thing that I didn't try before then. When the time is right, God will open a way. You may have heard the saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Could be. You know, I think about our own church here, St. Anthony's. In 1985, we were founded in this place, bought this piece of property, and the vision of the founders was that we were going to build a church up on the highest point of this property, and they would look out over Dyes Inlet and be able to see Mount Rainier, and it was going to be wonderful. And so we hired an architect and got plans and didn't go anywhere. So then we thought, well, we'll build a temporary structure, what we're in right now, and we put the modular here, but it's just temporary. And then we thought, well, maybe we can find some new land. And we looked for new property around this part of the county, and there wasn't any. Couldn't make any progress there. So then we thought, well, maybe we can plan a building on this property where we'll take the house out and put a new building there for a church. Didn't seem to go anywhere. All these things seemed to be blocked. And then we tried again, looked for new land around 2012, and lo and behold, we found a piece of property that seemed just right. And we got the conditional use permit, we got the approval of the diocese, we had a meeting to make sure we were all on the same page, and we bought that property. And then we had some people move to the church who added some additional really good leadership to us. We had a capital campaign, we hired an architect. We're on our way. The doors are opening. All those years and nothing worked. It wasn't because of lack of trying or because of lack of faith. The time just was not right. But now the doors are opening and the time is right. So I wonder, are we being called to a new mission and a new ministry in our new location, just like Paul was called to a new ministry and a new way of doing ministry when he went to Greece? When Paul moved over into Greece, he was in a new culture. It was more sophisticated. It was less religious, and he had to adapt his approach. And he did that. So when we move to our new location, will we have to take a new approach I sort of think of it as almost a refounding of the church, as a rebirth of our church. Time for us to rethink what we're here for, what our mission is, and what we want to do. You know, we're going to have a new building. We're going to have more room than we've had before. We're going to have that beautiful space outside. We have more access. We're going to have more visibility. How's that going to change the way that we do our work, the way we do ministry? How will we take advantage of that? I think, like Paul, we are being called and commissioned to a new ministry to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in our community. It would be easy to stay the same and just keep doing what we've been doing, but it doesn't serve the world when you play small. Now is the right time for us. The doors are opening. So let's take advantage of this new location and our new challenge when we move our church. Amen.